Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. When I read that our book today was told in the style of the hit TV show This Is Us, that got my attention. Then when I read that The Orphan Dreamer Saga is a modern-day retelling of Anne of Green Gables meets The Da Vinci Code, well, I was hooked. Our guest is J. Nell Brown, author of The Orphan Dreamer Saga, and she's here to share more about the first novel and the second episode of her saga, The Orphan Dreamer and the Glass Tattoo. J. Nell, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
Janelle, will you please give us a quick overview of Orphan Dreamer and the Glass Tattoo?
Yes, Orphan Dreamer and the Glass Tattoo is the first novel of the Orphan Dreamer saga. And the Orphan Dreamer saga is a coming-of-age story with a fantastical twist that follows a young girl who becomes a new Indiana Jones, per se. And as she goes through her quest, her main goal is to find her kindred spirit. But she has been charged with a mission greater than herself, and that is to solve a series of ancient mysteries that will be the key to solving Earth from a pandemic.
Female Indiana Jones. Now, that's kind of interesting. So, did you write your series for a specific age group of readers?
Yes, young adult readers, recognizing that because it's a coming-of-age story, I was hoping my readers would continue to age with the characters. Because of some content in the first novel that looks at abuse of a young adult, I recommend this series for 16-plus readers and older.
Where did the idea for your Orphan Dreamer saga come from?
Well, it was a compilation of a few things. When I wrote my first book, which was a nonfiction book looking at the inspirational topic of meditation and prayer, my then editor asked me to write a series that would be a young adult series that would focus on hopefully giving young adults hope and also purpose. And she asked me to write something in the vein of Harry Potter that had a fantastical twist, but showed the source of power as being the light. And so I toyed with that for a couple of years, actually, started writing it as a friendship adventure story between two young girls. And then I heard a feature film actually at my church focusing on human trafficking. And I was also watching Downton Abbey at the time, and one of the characters inspired me, and I started to write that character with the backstory as a young man who had been human trafficked. So the Orphan Dreamer saga became both an adventure story, a time travel story, but also eventually a romance story.
How on earth did you weave all of that into one story and make it make sense?
Well, you know, fortunately, watching This Is Us helped me realize that people do enjoy a storyline that involves three different eras of time, but still engages the same characters. And that's really how the Orphan Dreamer saga is able to, in one book, touch on the lives of both the present, which is written in the young adult age group, but also looking back to the past, as because Daniela has this ability to time travel via a portal through her dreams. And then, of course, looking to the future when Daniela and Cillian, the two main characters, become adults. So I'm able to take one overarching theme of each particular story and use three different time periods to tell the story. And that's how we sort of keep it in order.
Wow. Well, as you said, the protagonist, Daniela, is a 13-year-old with a whole lot on her plate. Did you model her after a real person, or is she just pure imagination?
She is modeled on a few people, actually. Her name is actually inspired by a character in the Hebrew scriptures by the name of Daniel. And Daniel at the time was a young man who had been taken into slavery from his country into ancient Babylon. And of course, he was in a new culture. He was not a free person, but he purposed to stay true to his culture and his beliefs. So Daniela is simply an A added to his name. And I found his character rather inspiring because I've had, what, 3 nieces and a nephew, and now they're in their 20s. But I remember, you know, they deal with teen pressure, bullying, and being true to yourself. So I thought he was a strong character to base Daniela on. And then, of course, my other job is a physician, and dealing with patients who deal with mental illness, I thought it would be very nice to shine the spotlight on someone who deals with mental illness, overcomes their label, and still does something very important with her life.
What a wonderful idea. So as we've mentioned, Orphan Dreamer and the Glass Tattoo is the first in your saga. How many books do you have planned for Daniela?
7 novels and as many novellas as are inspired. Initially, it was 7 novellas, but it sort of ballooned because readers want to learn a little bit more about the backstory of different characters within the book. So definitely 7 novels and no more than that, and however many novellas these side characters inspire.
So Daniela starts out at age 13. Do you know what age she's going to be in the last one?
Yeah, she'll be in her late 40s in the last book. I chose that because the theme of the series answers the question, if you knew your ending, how would you live your beginning? And I wanted her to die younger than one would expect because I felt like it would really help a person really process their life choices. Because we don't know if tomorrow is promised. And of course, she's living her life, both with a mission that's bigger than what she really dreamt of, but the fact that she continues to do what's necessary to accomplish her mission and her vision. And then, of course, with her not living in past her 40s, I think that's a very important concept of how we don't know when our last day will be.
That's a great message because we definitely don't. So without giving too much away, can you give us a teaser on what Book 2 is going to be about?
Yes, Book 2, she is answering the question of who. And who is this villainous figure that is going to eventually, in a later book, try to start sort of Armageddon in a sense by bringing in mass confusion into the world, a variety of pandemics and illnesses. I mean, of course, when I wrote the first drafts of this was well before COVID-19. So I guess it sort of makes it pretty creepy real. So Book 2 is, I think, a really nice thriller. I've had it reviewed by Kirkus Reviews and some other reviews, and they seem to be, you know, rather enjoying the book. So I'm hoping that the readers will also love it.
Is Orphan Dreamer and the Glass Tattoo similar to anything else we may find on the bookshelf?
You would find it to be similar to a mix of Everything, Everything, The Da Vinci Code, Anne of Green Gables, and Angel Fall by Susan E. Now, I say that I picked those 4 titles specifically because Anne of Green Gables really, I mean, I love that story. I grew up, you know, watching Anne of Green Gables, reading the novels. Daniela's whole goal is she wants a kindred spirit, a friend and someone who is her own because she's an only child. And she deals with a lot of rejection in the first part of the series. So that's her goal. Da Vinci Code, of course, is this idea of a religious thriller where there are concepts that are bigger than her world and will keep her on her toes throughout the whole saga. Everything, Everything, I love because that is a very sweet romance. And it's an interracial romance, which my saga also features. And then the main protagonist in Everything, Everything also has an illness. So Daniela and she have that in common. And then, of course, But Angel Fall by Susan E. is a trilogy that focuses on the supernatural. And it's sort of an angel, demons kind of a story with a young adult protagonist. So because Daniela finds herself fighting forces that are even bigger than things that she can see, that's why I pulled that title as a comp as well. So it's a mix of those 4 titles.
Janelle, the book jackets for your saga resemble pieces of a puzzle. Who created these wonderful graphics? And do the puzzles have a particular place in the stories?
They do. My graphic designer, Chris, she is the one who creates these beautiful covers for me at White Rabbit Graphics. And we've been working together for several years. Behind the puzzle pieces, so when she creates and she decides what puzzle pieces to lift off of an image, the images that you see behind the puzzle pieces do give a clue to the storyline. and it can be quite busy. So we've had to simplify. Actually, Orphan Dream of the Glass Tattoo went through 3 revisions because it was just way too busy. But the new cover shows a young girl who is entering into a light, a book that has light coming through the pages. And that signifies Daniela when she's time traveling and entering into this world that's not in her present time.
What sets the Orphan Dreamer saga apart from others in the genre?
I think the main thing that's different about Orphan Dreamer saga is it tells quite a bit of the African-American fantastical storyline. I think right now in young adult fiction, you see quite a bit more of African futuristic and young adult fantastical stories. So it's a little bit more in parallel with my culture and also my faith as well, because the source of power is the light. So I think that's a little bit different than what you're going to find in most young adult fiction that's fantastical, that also has a person of color as the main protagonist.
Janelle, I've got to tell you, I'm fascinated by your biography. Your love of science led to working at the Los Alamos Laboratory, home of the atomic bomb, and you are also practicing medicine in Florida. How on earth did you find time to write such deep and extensive novels?
Well, fortunately, I'm an insomniac. Actually, I sleep much better now, but when I was first writing, I only sleep 5 hours a night. I've done that as far back as I can remember, way even before medical school. So because of that, if I get off early, then I may easily have 5 to 6 hours to write. And then if I'm not on call the weekend, then I have, you know, weekend to write. And of course, with my editorial team, they keep me on schedule. So I just, you know, you make the time a little bit each day. And some days it's not as fun to write what, you know, or edit or whatever you need to do. Other days it's pure passion. So those days are what drives you to continue to sit back down at your laptop.
Well, even as a child, were you always writing stories, and did you dream of being an author?
Yes and no. I never dreamt of being an author. Okay. As a matter of fact, I was resistant to it when my editor asked me to write novels, because I knew that it was very different than writing nonfiction, and I knew I didn't really have the talent or the skill to do so. And so I went to a lot of writers' conferences, Thriller France, Romance Writers of America, Historical Novel Society. I probably spent 4 or 5 years going to writers' conferences, listening to master classes in order to try to learn the craft. And fortunately, I found my 3 very amazing editors that have taught me a lot as well. I've always loved to read. I remember writing a short story when I was in high school. And what I remember was that I left a cliffhanger, and it was a thriller, and it was a suspense, which are my 2 favorite genres to write. So it makes sense that I'm writing things that have more of a thriller-esque or suspense element to the story. So no, I never thought I'd be a writer, but I'm enjoying it now. After 7 years of writing, I'm enjoying it.
Is there a moral of the story in Orphan Dreamer that you would like your readers to remember?
Yes, never give up hope. That's the moral of the story. Even though your beginning may seem insignificant and your middle may be tumultuous, never give up hope. There is a happily ever after, but you have to continue to persevere in order to see that.
I love that. So will you please read a short excerpt from Orphan Dreamer and the Glass Tattoo for us?
I will. The Inquisitor waits for me. This is my punishment for murdering Ethan and harming myself. My mom takes me in my favorite outfit, a faded pink corduroy jumper over a white button-up shirt and a pair of hot pink jelly shoes fresh off of layaway from Pick and Save. This morning, before I climbed to the back of Mom's banana boat, a 1969 sunburst yellow Ford LTD, Papa hugged me and whispered, "A mother's love knows no limits. Remember this." He hates lying, and from his perspective, he isn't. But I don't think he's right. I sit quietly in the back seat of Mom's car and try to understand his point. According to him, Mom's pushing me through a dime-sized hole down there not only stretched her wider than a dinner plate, but also kneaded her heart muscles into a dough ball the size of Jupiter and tougher than Teflon. And somehow that same big floppy heart overflows with a limitless supply of love for me. My science teacher taught me that when you stretch any material, it weakens its tensile strength. So let's just say that my mom's heart, though ginormous, has a hull at least as thin as a milk jug. "You're stabbing me in the heart, Danny Rose," Mom said after she caught me for the umpteenth time reading Anne of Green Gables instead of doing my homework. "Try ramming a knife of disappointment into the bottom of a milk jug. The milk gushes out. Duh. I tried it during one of my ultra-secretive science projects, the ones conducted at night in my private lab, i.e. the kitchen, after my overseers, my parents, fell asleep. Milk soaked my favorite nightgown, and I slept in it. Big mistake, my room stank for a week. Nope, her overstretched heart can't possibly hold enough love for me, her scrawny, ugly, delusional kid. Not possible. Flight of ideas, my ideas are flying again. Catch the butterflies, Danielle Rose. I forcibly exhale a breath from my nose, my thoughts slow. But would Papa, my Rafiki, my best friend, lie to me? Okay, so maybe the proverb, love has no limits, was true. Up until middle school, when Mom's awkward, gap-toothed daughter was accused of having serious emotional problems, including delusional thoughts. It's a secret. I sort of believed Papa when he told me I was destined to become the next Indiana Jones, and that the only difference between me and the swashbuckling Harrison Ford was that I was born with two X chromosomes, nosebleeds, curly hair, knobby knees, and an inability to acquire friendship bracelets, and brown skin. Tight, curly hair and brown skin, so misunderstood in America. Please listen very carefully. I will only say this once. I don't want to become Indiana Jones. I want to become Anne of Green Gables, Diana Barry, a kindred spirit and a normal pretty girl who doesn't murder her best friend, but listens to her friend's deeper secrets, doesn't tease her, and gives her the benefit of the doubt. We can even exchange friendship bracelets. Blinking back disappointment, I rub my right wrist. Unlike Claire, a popular girl with more friends than Bugs Bunny, no friendship bracelets, and that wrist bad.
Oh my gosh, your descriptions are just outstanding. So where can we learn more about you, about your other books, and where can we purchase Orphan Dreamer and The Glass Tattoo?
J. Nell Brown, and that is spelled JNELLBrown.com. And you can purchase my books on any major online retail store, and I hope you love reading them.
There's information about you on your website, and there's also links to purchase at the online retailers. Is that correct?
Yes, there is. My website tells a little bit about my story, tells about the inspiration of the book, some of the places I've traveled to inspire my characters. And then, of course, sign up for our newsletter. We will not flood your email box, but you will hear about any special releases or any free ebook giveaways through our newsletter.
Perfect. We've been talking with Janelle Brown, author of Orphan Dreamer and The Glass Tattoo. Janelle, I've really enjoyed talking with you today. Thank you so much for sharing your Orphan Dreamer saga with us, and in particular, Orphan Dreamer and The Glass Tattoo. I have a feeling a lot of our younger audience is going to want to read all of the books in this series, and so I do hope that you'll want to come back and chat with us again when you release another book in your saga.
I would love to, Linda.
Orphan Dreamer and The Glass Tattoo will keep you turning the pages. It's a well-written story which gives you a glimpse into what struggles someone with a mental illness must go through. If you have ever been in search of a kindred spirit friend amidst the chaos of life, then this book is for you. That was a review for Janelle's book, and if you are as intrigued as I am, please go to jnellbrown.com and order your copy today. And when you finish, don't forget to post your review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, The Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku Channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.